Hi everybody, Andy here again, sitting down on the beach once again, and a wonderful sight here today. And it's just made me think of something actually, that a couple of books I read years ago, and I can't remember exactly which one the quote comes from, but a writer called Paul Theroux, who's mostly known for his travel books, and a couple in particular that he wrote that I remember reading years ago, and I really ought to read again, were all about train travel. But one of them, and I think it was the old Patagonian Express as opposed to the Great Railway Bazaar. And in it, I think the first line says something like, I've never seen a train that I've not wanted to be on. And it's one of those things that I used to work on railways, for those who aren't aware anyway. I know what he means. You see trains and you think, oh yeah, it's quite exotic. I suppose it depends where you are and what station you're standing at or where you're viewing them from. But sitting here on the beach, we are on the sort of flight path that comes across into and out of London Gatwick and Heathrow. The planes come across here to go into both of those airports, and they go to other parts of the coastline as well, and we get them going across. And I have that sort of feeling with aeroplanes as opposed to trains. You know, I don't often see an aeroplane going across and I think, oh, I wonder where that's going. But B, yes, I quite like to be on that. I mean, okay, yeah, most of them are just about to land, the ones that we see. But I think you get the idea. And travel's been one of those things that I've always enjoyed. I just recorded a video, actually, talking about my travels and the fact that my wife's now in Rome. And I've talked before about encouraging my son to travel and my wife as well, and how much it's meant to me. And I, to thank for that, I have an old ex-girlfriend, actually. I remember from the 70s. And she was into travelling, used to be able to go out, like, interrailing, as they called it, around Europe on a very cheap rate for students. And they used to go off for about a month, these tickets lasted for, and literally go right across Europe and see so many different sites. Yes, I know you can do the same sort of thing nowadays, of course you can. But to me, at the time, that sounded really exotic, and I did actually do a couple of holidays with her. But, you know, just to Paris, we went to Guernsey as well, which I think was the first time I ever went on an aeroplane, albeit like a prop jet. But it sort of set that little seed, and then later on, when I was sort of working and had a bit more money, I suppose, and started to go off and see other parts of the world, and as I've probably relayed before with a friend of mine, we went to Greece, but we went to America. We went to India, Sri Lanka as well, and things like that. And I've been to Egypt a couple of times, once with my wife, and things like that as well. And I look back on that with a great deal of affection. I'm so glad that I did that when I did that, because so many people, you could travel in sort of different ways, can't you? You can travel before you get married and settle down and do all those normal type of things, in inverted commas, or you can do what other people do and sort of get the kids out of the way. It sounds horrible, but you know what I mean. And then once the kids have flown the nest, then you've possibly got more money, but then you can go and do it. And I'm in that sort of position now. But then you find that maybe you haven't got as much money, and then, you know, like at the moment, I've hurt my back. You know, all those sort of things happen. So it's I don't know which is the best way to do it, but I'm so pleased that I did what I did when I did, because you never know what's coming in life as well, do you? So, you know, these best laid plans and everything, you might think, oh yeah, when we retire we'll do that, and some people unfortunately don't get to that age and they miss out on all those things. Although I do know people myself who've retired. I bumped into someone the other day on the seafront here who I used to work with, and they've retired and they never seem to stop travelling. So I mean, and that's great, so they're now getting that opportunity. We have more of an opportunity now than people did, certainly in that particular guy's day and age when he was younger. There's no real excuse for not travelling nowadays, is there, unless you're a sort of ecologically minded person and you don't like the thought of air miles and things like that. And yes, I understand that side of things, but it is good to get out there. You learn so much from it, as I said before. You learn so much about yourself, you can learn so much about other cultures and everything like that as well. So I'm always all for sort of travelling and encouraging people to do it, even in their own country, but obviously to experience other cultures, other languages, other ways of life, That's what really sets it apart, I think, when you see something that is completely different. And I've often said that there aren't many places that I wouldn't go to if I was offered the opportunity. Even some of those ones I wouldn't want to go to, I'd probably go if someone was paying for me to do it, because I'm just inquisitive in that way as well. So there you go, just a quick audio boo there. Sitting here on the beach, watching the aeroplanes, listening to the trains behind me, and just gazing out on a lovely scene, and thinking that sometimes there is no place like home, but it is nice to look at those aeroplanes and think, yeah, I wonder where that's going. I bet that's going somewhere nice and exotic. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.